Okay. So I was flipping through the Tshuva to Rav Asher Weiss. I came across an interesting discussion, so I figured I'd talk about it for a few minutes. The Gemara in Brachot Mem Zayin says that, and I can't say that I'm the best in the world at fulfilling this, that Lolam Yashkim Adam, a person should always get up and be, if he can, of the first 10 people at Shul. That happens to me if I'm speaking in Hashkama and then coming to no frills. Then I'm the first. But short of that, that doesn't always happen. I just want to ask him a few shilas. I'm going to just pick on a few of them. So first this person asked me, he said, you know, the Gemara brings it without anyone arguing. You should always get up. You should be the first person in shul. But the Rambam never mentions it. Right? The Rambam never brings up the halacha. So why is that the case? You know, is it not really an obligation? You know, is this a mitzvah derabanan? What exactly is it, and why would the Rambam leave it out? So the Rambam says, look, so Rav Asher Weiss says, look, first of all, we've got to understand, this isn't a formal obligation of any sort, and that's why the Rambam left it out. It's, you know, what he called it, it's an ahaga ru'uyo midas chasidus, right? It's a nice thing to do, it's a good thing to do, it shows, you know, alacrity for tefillah, it shows commitment to tefillah. That's great. But that's where the Rambam left it out, because it's not like a formal halacha. Like the Torah, the Gemara is giving a certain ethos. You try to get there as fast as possible. He said there are other things the Rambam does this, right? Like the Gemara says, without anyone arguing, they call show mishakech davar echam milim muda over belav, that if you forget any of your learning, you violate a lav, or you violate a prohibition. So the Rambam doesn't mention it, because, you know, there are certain things that are formulated as if they're rules, but they're not. They're getting across a certain ethos. That's his first point. Second point he makes is, okay, well, if that's the case, that this is supposed to give us sort of a perspective on how we approach tefillah, but it's not some sort of formal halacha, so then there's another, not halacha, there's another notion, there's another value, that when you come to tefillah, so some of the mikubalim, especially the Arizal, and this is brought in the Magen Avraham, like to, and you'll see some people are makbid on this, like to come into shul with their talis and tefillin already, right? Some people, you'll see, they'll go like right outside of shul, they'll put on their talis and tefillin and come in, they want to come into shul already prepared. In the time of when the Arizal, it presumably meant he put on his talis and tefillin at home and then came to shul. So he asked, okay, well, which is better, right? If I'm going to be late, if I put on my talis and tefillin home, or I'm not going to be earlier than everybody else, is it better to show up for shul early, or is it better to put on my talis and tefillin and get to shul whenever I get to shul, you know, on time, but not necessarily early? So Rav Asher Weiss said, look, that's the type of shaila you would ask if you thought this was a halacha. It's not a halacha. It's a value. It's a way of showing commitment to davening. There are different ways of showing commitment to davening. One way is coming early. One way is coming already prepared. And he says, whichever one you want to do, do. Neither of these are real halacha. When there are values, when there are acts, and I think this is just an important point in general in halacha, right? We have formal halacha. But then there are things that we say you're supposed to do because they're supposed to show your commitment. They're supposed to get you in a certain spiritual mood. We shouldn't relate to those as formal halachos. We should recognize them for what they are. They're values. And therefore, if each of these is showing your commitment to davening in a different way, so pick whichever one speaks to you, whichever one inspires you. If it's better for you to come early, so come early. If it's better for you to come already with your talis and tefillin and feel ready when you walk in the door, so do that. And therefore, he says, I don't really think there's much of a difference. But if I had to pick, I would say come to shul early. Right? If I had to pick, I'd say come to shul early, because we all know coming somewhere early, there is something to that, right? You feel prepared, you're showing that you're committed, right? You're not just running in the last minute. If I had to pick, I'd pick that one. And then his third point, and then I'll end with this, is the person asked him, okay, well, what minyan does this apply to? Does it apply to any minyan you daven at? Or, right, is, you know, imagine the scene, right? It's Shabbos. You get up at 7:15. You'll just get to shul in time for the Hashkama. But you know that if you come, for example, to the main minyan or the no frills, right, you'll be the first, right? You'll show up at 7:30, 7:35, and no one will be there for an hour and a half, right? So which one should you do, right? Should you wait, right, till the next minyan so you can be one of the first? or when we say there's a value to being the first person in shul, we mean the first person at the first minyan. We don't mean that, oh wow, right, you're the first person at the last minyan in shul, right? What zrizus? So he starts off and he assumes that, no, it's better to go to the earlier minyan, because he says, why? Again, if this halacha isn't a formal halacha, like be part of the first 10 people in shul, it's about showing commitment to davening by getting there on time, right? Then who shows more commitment to davening? The person who, you know, he's trying to get up for the hashkama, to make sure that he's there first in shul, he has time to learn after davening, right? That was, you know, he got out of bed, and you know what? It's hard to get up early on a Shabbos morning, so he got there just in time for the hashkama. Or the person who leisurely comes in for the 9 o'clock minyan, he says, I would guess that it's the person who comes to the first minyan in shul, and that's when you get it. And he says, why? He said, if it's about bringing the shechina to shul, right? If the shul is already bustling by the time you get there, right? There's been 2-3 minyanim, and the whole shul is filled. Right? So, you didn't bring the Shechina to shul, you didn't start the day in shul, you came to your minyan. But then he backs off and says, maybe it's not true, because maybe, and many of the Acharonim go in this direction, maybe the reason it's important to be the first 10 is because you made the minyan, right? And therefore, it's not that like Shechina magically descends into shul at the beginning of the day, and when the last person leaves and turns off the light, God leaves. It's that each minyan, right, sort of creates an atmosphere for the Shechina. And therefore, maybe each minyan, right, there's a value to being the first person at the minyan. But he says, look, even if that's true, even in what this halacha, quote-unquote, means, is that the first 10 people in the minyan are important because they made the minyan, still, this isn't a real halacha. It's a show of commitment. It's an expression of the importance of commitment. If it's a show of the expression of commitment, then, as he says, right, lefum sara agra, we recognize that the harder something is, the more it shows commitment. He says, even if there is this magical value of being the first 10 in the minyan, still, from a overall Avodas Hashem perspective, I ask, who is more committed to davening? The person who tries to get up as early as possible and be there, and instead of chavrusa after his davening, or the person who makes sure to be the first 10 of the latest possible minyan in shul? He said, I'd have to guess that even if this halacha refers to the first 10 people in any given minyan, I would still tell you, as long as you're up, right, go, get to shul, right, and show that you're committed, that you're up, that you're that davening, so it's animating your day and really kicking off your day, rather than, you know, I don't know, reading a book for an hour at home and making sure to be the first person at the next minyan. But I think his general approach is just important to think about, that, you know, we tend to think of all these halachot that you find as that, as halachot. But his point is that, no, there are a lot of values that we find in the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch that aren't necessarily halachot. They're ways of reflecting commitment. And when they're about reflecting commitment, you have to not approach it from a formal standpoint. You need to ask the question, what shows my commitment more? And that's sort of his general approach through this, and it continues through other points that he takes up on this, but we'll end with that for now.